Welcome to Pod Nova X, episode 8. I am currently in my same bunker that I was when I recorded the intro to episode 6. I have not yet left that bunker. That bunker is full of beans and warmth and safety. Also, unfortunately, is full of people. That is why I am currently having a lot of audio in the background. That audio could be simply avoided, but I don't feel like that is a good idea. Things are no longer good ideas here. Good ideas are no longer things. It's all that and a bag of chips. So, without further ado, I present to you episode 8. This episode is going to be The Pieces Part 3. Yep, you heard me right. The Pieces Part 3. You also heard the background audio, right? Someone brought an ice cream truck to the underground bunker. Here is The Pieces Part 3. I sincerely hope you enjoy. Sincerely hope that people here learn a bit of respect and quiet. Remember the man. Remember all of it. Remember what happened there, and what happened here, and what happened to all of them. Remember the background noises. Remember these noises. Remember the noises that have caused all of this. Noises cause all of this, don't they? They do. Mike, his third part of a tale. His third tale of a part. The third chapter. We go now. So, I know where it was now. I know what happened. I'm currently at a playground full of children. A playground I think that no one would attempt anything here because of the innumerable amount of witnesses. There must be at least 100 people here. Must be at least 100 people who are witnesses. That no one would try anything here, would they? I don't know. I really don't know if they would or not. But I am sincerely hoping that they don't. It was in Texas. Texas. That's where it was. That's where I was kept captive. Kept captive by the people. By the entities in the black suit and white ties. I recorded back on that part of the tape, the part of the tape that was full after I got free, but that was empty when I was captured. I went back. It was just static and gurgling noises. Static and gurgling. That's all it was. Static. And gurgling. Gurgling. Static. I don't know if anyone else can hear it or if I am just not able to hear it, but I know there was something on there other than gurgling and static. Something on there other than whatever is on there now. But I do not know that. People yelling loudly. Loudly, ever so loudly. I got free. I don't know how. Someone helped me free. Helped me get out. Someone helped me. I don't know who helped me, or if I am wrong and it's not a someone but a something, and then something helped me. I don't know. But, more yelling. I got free. I remember waking up. A whisper in my ears. That's all there was. Just a whisper. You are free now. You are free and you belong in this place. You belong in this place, in this world. My cuffs were cut. I don't know how long I was in there. I don't know how long it has been. Wait.
What day is it? What?
It's the 24th of July. The last time I checked, it was the 8th of June. I've been missing for over a month. That is truly frightening. I have been missing for over a month. That is the truly frightening thing, that somehow I've lost a month of my life, and I don't remember what happened there, or when it happened, but it was in Texas. I know, because there's only one place in the world, in this U.S., with that distinctive style, that was Texas. That iconically ironic Wild West style that they still don't know is in anymore. That those just that flat, empty desert. It was Texas, without a doubt. I would and I do applaud them for, in fact, doing that. It was such a greatly executed place. It was in Texas. No one is in Texas. Texas is an empty place that only a few people live in, that try to make it seem as though it's full of people, but there's no one in it. And I broke out. There were two people there. I remember this. There was the one entity. I remember it was recording into the microphone. I remember that. And then I also remember that there was another entity called Lance. I attacked Lance. I don't know how I got free, because they are obviously so much stronger and smarter and just far superior to us. I don't know how I got free, but I did. After I got out, I began walking. I hitchhiked. I'm now, I don't think I should tell you, but I will tell you. I will tell you, because when this gets tossed out onto the highway, I will be far gone. When this gets tossed out into the highway, I will be somewhere else, good or bad. I am in Salem, Oregon. That's where I am right now. And hopefully anything, good or bad, just alerted to my presence. More hopefully good than bad. But I'm guessing, and I'm only guessing now, but as of this point, my guesses have become less guess and more fact, that there's nothing good out there to help me. It's all bad. So I hitchhiked around, then there was this one thing that I came upon, this one thing that sort of just freaked me out. This one thing that, I don't know, this one thing. It's one thing, actually. I got out, yes, but that's not the entire extent of it. I got out, and I hitchhiked, yes, that is still not the extent of it. I was hitchhiking, and the first car that pulled over was a black sedan. Low, black sedan. One of the entities got out, but they helped me. They helped me escape. They helped me survive, and they got me out of there. They got me out of Texas. Texas is no longer a safe place for anyone. I don't know what Blue Dixie has to do with this. I found another note on the car I rented. It's a different car, though. I'm changing cars constantly. It said, "Lucky once. Lucky no more." That's all it said. And it was in the high handwriting again. In that handwriting. I don't know what this is, but I just felt like I should update on what happened, on how I got out, because I did get out. I got out, and that is the most important thing of this tale. If you take anything out away from this section of the recording, it is that you do get out. You do get out, and people help you. Wait. I just got a message on my thing. It says, "Meet me at midnight." What is this? I don't know. This has been The Pieces Part 3. This episode was narrated by Ransom Duel and also written by Ransom Duel. That's really all there is to say. And enjoy the rest of your universal life.